never make the radio play.
Turn it up. The night begins.
Smallsy
surgery. I feel it.
Hi, I'm Ed Sheeran.
It's Taylor Swift.
Smallsy surgery on Nova.
Oh, how fun are you?
Smallsy by name, but definitely not by nature.
This is Emma. Slavia Smallsy.
This is Selena Gomez.
You're listening to Smallsy on Nova, Australia's number one.
Smallsy surgery.
It sounds like someone's getting stabbed in here. 7 o'clock Tuesday night, the Surge is open officially for business now. 13, 24, 10, start calling, request your favourite song. We've got the Sunny Life, Blow Up, a pool tour. You know, the swan and the cactus, the flamingo. Perfect for your Australia Day, just chilling on the beach or in a pool. You can win that right now. Also, you can win your way to the biggest red room we have ever done here at Nova. Ed Sheeran at the famous Opera House. There is no more iconic venue in the world than playing on Sydney Harbour at the Sydney Opera House before 7:30 tonight. You can win your way there. Also, a whole bunch of brand new songs to play and new music from Sia, Ty Dolla Sign, and Andy Grammer is going to be calling in. Let's start the show. Brand spanking new music for the Chainsmokers. It's called Paris, and we are away for a Tuesday here at Nova.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents.
Muramasa, UK producer, teaming up with ASAP Rocky. Lovesick. Tuesday night, the Surge's on. It is Smalls here. The request lines are open, 13, 24, 10. I got your big blow-up. Watermelons, pineapples, inflatable swans, the Sunny Life gear for the beach and the pool. Want to win that? Call me right now if you want to see Ed Sheeran in the world-famous Nova Red Room at the Opera House in Sydney. Flights, accommodation also. Get ready to call before 7:30. You could be winning. Right now, though, I have to quickly do this.
Fresh Kiss.
Time for some new music from a girl I want to introduce you to. Her name is Julia Michaels. Check this out. She co-wrote Justin Bieber's Sorry, Selena Gomez' Good For You, Hailee Steinfeld, Love Myself, Nick Jonas Close, Rita Ora's Poison, plus Fifth Harmony songs, Demi Lovato songs, Jason Derulo song. Anyway, the 411 on her is she's going to be in Australia next week. She's going to be a breakout star of the year, they're tipping. Her name is Julia Michaels. She's from LA. The song is called Issues. It's first play on your radio for you right now at Nova.
I'm jealous. I'm overzealous.
What a stinker of a day.
Stranger, could you walk me?
I be sweating from places I didn't know I had sweat glands. Tuesday night, the Surge is on. If you got a pool or maybe you're thinking about going to the beach, apparently it's meant to be a stinker of a day on Australia Day public holiday. Tonight, got those Sunny Life inflatable pool toys. Andrew on Twitter, how do I win him? The girlfriend is desperate for a swan. If the missus wants a swan, 13, 24, 10, call right now. Also on Twitter, shout out to Michelle Claire. Thank you for listening, ladies. Before we do anything else, press play on some brand new music from an LA girl called Sabrina Carpenter. She's got a new track called Thumbs. Let's go with the Hot Minute. Here are the big entertainment stories.
Celebrity gossip.
Hey guys, it's Selena Gomez.
First up tonight, there is some drama in the romance between Selena Gomez and The Weeknd, and that drama's name? It's Justin Bieber. The Biebs have spoken out and said that Selena is only dating The Weeknd for the album promo. He backs up the statement by saying that he's been there and done that because she did the same thing to him for 6 years during their romance. He's also gone on, this is Justin, has gone on to point out that Selena loves to date someone when she's looking to push out new music. She did it with Nick Jonas and Zed as well. Oh, snap!
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
All right, Mariah Carey, she is back on that horse tonight after that dreadful New Year's Eve performance. She has hit it out of the park over the weekend. She was playing for pay as well. Elton John was there on the night, so was Mark Ronson, and Mariah took home a £3.5 million paycheck for the night.
Hi, it's Kylie Jenner.
And just a quick one for you tonight. Lots of people love to talk smack about the Kardashians, but the youngest one, Kylie Jenner, doing something good tonight. Her must-have lip kits are the talk of the town, and they're also raising some money for charity as well. She's just banked $500,000 for a US charity called Smile Train. All right, you know what you can bank? Your invite, money can't buy, Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room, world famous Sydney Opera House. Three songs time, you can win. Right now, brand spanking new tune, played it for the first time last night. American girl, her name's Sabrina Carpenter. The song called Thumbs, on air for you now at Nova.
Somewhere in the world there is a father and a mother.
One of the most requested songs since 7 o'clock, Alessia Cara's Scars, to your beautiful in the Surge tonight here at Nova. Hey, can we quickly clear the telephone lines, please? Clear telephone lines. No more Ed Sheeran calls. 10 past 8, we're doing the Ed Sheeran Nova Red Room competition at 10 past 8. We've got some breaking entertainment news tonight. There's been an attack in the White House. That was slightly dramatic, and when I say an attack, the dog has attacked someone. Boo. You know Boo?
Did you be like a Boo?
No, what's the dog's name?
Sunny.
And it's too many... Oh, well, anyway, the Obamas have a dog. And like 2 days before they're moving out of the White House, the dog's bitten an 18-year-old girl on the face. Apparently, the girl was visiting the White... It was like visiting the White House. And sources that are connected to the girl say that she went in to pat the dog and kiss it. That automatically, I'm a little uncomfortable here that someone's trying to kiss a dog they don't know. But then the dog's turned on the girl. It's a Portuguese water dog. I don't know how much damage it did. But apparently, she got like 2 or 3 stitches on the face.
Yeah.
But you know what? What's that saying about the dog? Is that you don't always trust a dog, but I always trust it if a dog doesn't like you. You know that? See, Zach, you hate dogs, right?
I don't hate dogs.
He's like anti-animals. And I've always said, I don't like someone who doesn't like animals. It says a lot about somebody. Am I right? Okay. Anyway, so this is the question tonight. What has your dog done to a guest? Has anyone got something they'd like to add? Your dog attacked anybody like the Obama's dog has? In my head, this topic was going to go much better than what it's gone so far. 13-24-10, I need your calls right now. What has your dog done to a guest? Did it wee on it? I'm hoping someone's got a wee story, please. That would be very good. That would save this segment right now if anyone's got a story. Let's press play on some brand new music. This is called the September Song. Artist is JP Cooper. You might remember the vocalist from what song was that with Jonas Blue?
Perfect Strangers.
From Perfect Strangers. This is called the September Song. Fresh hits first are on here at Nova.
I love it.
Weekend Daft Punk, I feel it coming. Smallsy Surgery tonight here at Nova. Hey, hit me up on the Twitter tonight. Hello, Michael, Chris. Lauren wants to know, how do I score those blow-up Sunny Life? Okay, so you know the swans and the watermelons and the flamingos that are all the rage at Chris? Well, they're all the rage this week on the show. Call right now, 13-24-10. You can win one of those bad boys just in time for Australia Day while we talk about when your pet attacks. Well, technically, I don't think it's an attack. It's just what your pet does to a guest. So Obama is like 2 days out from quitting his job and leaving the White House. He has guests over at that White House. And then someone cozies up to Sunny. So what is it? A Portuguese water dog?
Yes.
What is a Portuguese? Who has that? What is that dog? Anyway, apparently went in to kiss it. Someone went in to kiss the dog because the dog's a celebrity. And then the dog took a snip out of their face and left some stitches. Gabby, hello.
Yes.
Tell me, what did your dog do to a guest?
So pretty much I was having a going away party. I had friends over. My manager came over as well. And we had all maybe a little bit too much to drink. And my manager tried to put a wig on my dog and then go down to have a photo and kiss it. And yeah, she sort of did the same thing and like took a bit of a nip on her cheek.
Oh, okay. Why do you have a manager? I'm back there.
My manager at work.
Oh, I thought you were like maybe like a model, like an Instagram model who had a manager. And I'm like, she's saying manager a lot. Like, do you want me to ask her if she's famous? Like, what's her? Are you? Oh, okay.
No, I'm not famous.
Your boss at work. Your boss. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gabby, next time, roll the story with my boss at work. Saves all the confusion. Hey, Desi.
Hello.
Go for me. What did your pet do to a guest?
When I first met my husband, my puppy peed on his leg when we took him training.
Okay. Just a wee?
He thought he was a tree, so he peed on him well and truly.
He marked his territory. No, I don't even think it was an accident. The puppy knew there was a new man in the life. He was pissing on him so that he had ownership. Animals are so vicious. Like, and I've heard stories of cats.
Cats are worse.
Cats punish you. If you leave them alone for too long, they'll, like, fine. If you're a lady, they'll find the most expensive Celine handbag you have and just shit in it because they hate the fact that you left. It's a true story. That's why I am single and have no pets. No one ruins my good things. Hey, coming up next, Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room. You can be there. Now Machine Gun Kelly and Bad Things at Nova.
Am I out of my head?
Welcome back.
Smalzy Surgery.
Back now.
Here we are. The request lines open tonight, people. 13, 24, 10. Get calling now. Stand by. Andy Grammer, tonight's guest on the show, is calling in the next 20 minutes. But hey, next, Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room. Now, brand new music called In My Foreign. Let's press play.
The Americano, Americano,
Americano. Right now, right now.
They are Sydney Boys in stereo. The song is called Girlfriend. Fresh hits first are on for your Tuesday night. This is Nova. Hey, let's do a quick call up. 13, 24, 10. Request lines are open. Let's give away a whole bunch of prizes, including the blow-up doll. The blow-up swans. I just feel like I'm used to saying blow-up doll. Don't ask me why. But no, the inflatable pool toys, the sunny life, the watermelon, the flamingo, the cactus. It's going to be wicked for Australia Day. If you want to win that, call 13 24 10 right now. Hey, while we speak to this guy, tonight's guest.
How you going? This is Andy Grammer in Smallsy Surgery on Nova.
Well, he's got a top five song in the country right now. He's in LA tonight. You there, buddy?
What up, Smallsy? How you doing, buddy?
Mate, I was trying to remember back when was the last time I saw you, and then I couldn't remember, so then I went to the documents. 2015. That was the last time you were here in Australia, 2015.
Man, ridiculous. I got to get back. I know that we're like psyched that I'm coming back soon, so it's going to be good.
And you just got married, I think, back in the day. Everything's good there? That wasn't bad?
Everything's good.
Okay, good.
Doing well.
Mate, a lot of things can change in a couple of years in a marriage, so I didn't want to be awkward.
Scary question.
Yes.
That's a really scary question for me. Nah, man, really, like, real quick, went bad.
As I started to ask the question, I was like, I really should have researched this in case something really bad happened. Hey, but can I say, I'm sure you know, the song is blowing up back home and in the States for you, but it's blowing up here in Australia as well, top five right now on iTunes, so congrats on that.
Dude, incredible, so awesome. I'm really, really pumped to hear that.
What's the story with Fresh Eyes? What do we need to know? Where were you? What were you doing? How long have you been sitting on this little gem for?
So this one, it's really fun for me. I went out before. I'm finishing up my third album right now. And the song itself we were on vacation, me and this wife that you just so sweetly introduced. We were on vacation and she woke up from a nap and I could see her from the bathroom and she woke up with her hair everywhere. And she just started rapping Big Sean, and I was like, you know, when you're with someone for a while, and then they do something that you like, you can't believe it's them.
It's totally out of character, and you're like, hang on a second, what are you doing?
Do I even know who you are? She's like, hey, would you?
Excuse me, I've loved Big Sean since he was a nobody. Thank you very much.
I'm like, wait, I don't know that you know that, and that's so awesome. And you know, that's like. The longer they're in a relationship with somebody, those are the best moments.
That is very true, because the longer you are with somebody, you kind of feel like you don't ever learn anything, and then that excitement of the new relationship is kind of gone. I'm excited that for you and your wife, you still have that. For a lot of people, for a lot of people listening right now, it is barely a distant memory, and they have no idea what it's like to look at their partner and get excited. A lot of people we've invested too much time. It's just too much time to walk away. We just may as well just commit to what we've committed to. There's no point going. So I'm congratulations.
Ride it out.
Yes, exactly. You know what? Ride it out. In the next life, we can make some changes. The song is called Fresh Eyes. We're going to play it for you in just a second. More with Andy Grammer when we come back now. So brand new music for your Tuesday night. This is Jax Jones, top five in the UK. It's called You Don't Know Me. This is Nova.
Ooh, nah, nah, yeah. Don't act like you know me.
Fresh eyes, fresh eyes.
Number three. 3 on iTunes right now. Andy Grammer, Fresh Eyes, Fresh Hits at Night. This is Nova. We're taking your requests. Let's give away some of those blow-up Sunny Life pool inflatables. 13, 24, 10. Get calling right now. I'm about to give one away, but Andy Grammer's on the show. Now, I didn't know this, right? But people may not remember. But Andy, you got your start by busking on the Santa Monica Pier. Tell the story for people who may not know it.
So are there spots out there? Like, what's the famous busking spot in Australia?
In Sydney, there would be Circular Quay. In Melbourne, people would do Federation Square. In Brisbane, there'd be somewhere along the river or in the there's lots of places all over Australia where people can do busking, right?
Yeah, in New York City, there's, like, they do it in the subway and in some, like, parks and stuff. But out here in Los Angeles, Santa Monica is, like, the spot. There's, like, a whole street that they block off called Third Street, and people like breakdancers and musicians and super weird clowns. And just like it's a free-for-all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is totally where I got my start. I did that for 4 years.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, but was there ever a moment where you thought about throwing it all away? Like, you just were like, I've got to go busking again. I don't know if I can pull myself out of bed.
My first single, Keep Your Head Up, it was like a full 8-hour day of playing out on the street, and I didn't get even a dollar, which is pretty brutal.
Santa Monica needs to take a long, hard look at itself because you, sir, are one talented musician. And as you said, there are creepy clowns that probably make more than a dollar a day on that promenade.
They totally do.
And you never got
a
dollar?
I had a whole day, no dollar. And I was like, I'm not leaving. So, world, like, your move. Like, I'll be back tomorrow. And then I went home that night and I wrote myself a little pick-me-up. That was like the first song I made it on the radio.
Hey, when are you going to be coming to Australia? Have you got any plans in your diary or is anything...
For sure I'm coming, and there's whispers about exactly when it's going to be. But it looks like it within the next two or three months.
Mate, capitalize on that top 5 single. That's what you need to do. Tell your people to get down here now. Man, congrats.
Got it. I'll tell them Smallsy is going to come smack you around if I don't get out
That's
there.
That's it. Your people are probably listening to this right now. Get him down here. Hey, man. Always good to have you on the show, dude. Congrats on everything. We'll see you in Australia very soon, okay?
Appreciate you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, the XX on hold, playing for you soon. Now, Robin Schultz, David Guetta, Cheat Codes. This is Shed a Light, Fresh Hits at Nova.
Are you keeping me at a distance?
All right, we gotta get loud.
Smallsy's Top 99.
Them. And it starts right now for a Tuesday night, 13, 24, 10. You know what the deal is. Call up, tell me what songs you want to hear. We're giving away... Oh, we've been still in stereo tickets.
Yeah.
All right, there's a couple of in stereo shows left over. If you want to go see that, 13, 24, 10, I believe they've got Adelaide and Perth. Call right now. Also, I've got the Sunny Life blow-up inflatable toys and 4 songs time. 4 songs. Count them. Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room. At the iconic Sydney Opera House. Details on how you can be there. Right now, brand new song into the countdown. Snake Hips and Mo debuts at number 9. This is called Don't Leave, top 9 at 9 at Nova.
You know me, now and then, I'm a mess, please don't hold that against me.
Muramasa ASAP at 8, top 9 for a Tuesday night. This is Nova. All right, so coming up on tomorrow night's show, Hubba Hubba Ruby Rose going to be on. She's got a brand new movie out on Thursday, XXX Return of Xander Cage. Also got tickets for you to check that out. Hey, let's give away some of those tickets right now.
Okay.
She's going to be on the show tomorrow night. You want to see the new XXX movie in cinemas Thursday, 13, 24, 10. You know who was on the show last night, though? Steve Aoki. His new song with Louis Tomlinson. He told me how those two ended up hooking up together.
Louis went to a Calvin Harris show. And that night, Calvin Harris canceled. And they called me, hey, Steve, you want to DJ Calvin's night, you know, because he can't make it. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm in town, let's do this. So I play, and Louis and his friends were at the party, and he followed me on Twitter.
Wow.
The old Twitter.
The old Twitter worked out.
Yeah.
The song is Just Hold On in the countdown, number 7 next, Ed Sheeran, Nova's Red Room.
Wish that you...
Number 4 in the countdown. Via Tuesday night's top 9 at 9, Clean Bandit, Sean Paul, Anne Marie. That is the anthem for single mums. Sometimes school fees are hard to come by. Are any of the people on this song actually single mums for the record?
I don't think so. Anne Marie's definitely not.
Unless there's something she ain't told me. Can someone Google, find out if Sean Paul's a single dad? definitely not a single mum, and Clean Bandit. They don't seem like the type to have kids. Anyway, let's do this.
Celebrity gossip. Hey guys, it's Selena Gomez.
First up tonight, there is some drama in the romance between Selena Gomez and The Weeknd, and that drama's name? It's Justin Bieber. The Biebs has spoken out and said that Selena is only dating The Weeknd for the album promo. He backs up the statement by saying that he's been there and done that because she did the same thing to him for 6 years during their romance. He's also gone on, this is Justin, has gone on to point out that Selena loves to date someone when she's looking to push out new music. She did it with Nick Jonas and Zedd as well. Oh, snap!
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Now, we all know Lindsay Lohan has recently gone and got herself a new accent. She speaks with a Greek one these days. And last night, there was rumours going around she'd also got herself a new religion. She's updated her Instagram bio to an Islam quote, which says, "Peace be unto you." People were thinking she had converted to Islam, but tonight I can confirm her mum has spoken out and says that she is not converting religions to Islam, that she is still on a break from social media, and nobody quite knows how her Instagram bio got updated.
I am Niall. You're listening to Smallsy and Nova.
And just a quick one for you tonight. Shout out to Niall Horan, who is today celebrating 7 years since he auditioned on The X Factor. His tweet is saying, 7 years ago, I applied for The X Factor. It's very hard to believe. All I can say is thank you very much. You changed my life. All right, that's the Hot Minute. Done, dusted for your Tuesday. Let's roll out. Rest of the top nine at three. Panow, Chameleon here at Nova. Number two, Zayn and Taylor, I Don't Want to Live Forever. Top nine at nine here at Nova. Hey, All Quiet on the T-Swizz front at the moment. She's got no boyfriend. She's got no plans for an album, which means she has plans for an album and plans for a new boyfriend. When everything goes quiet on the Taylor front. So she's doing the Super Bowl halftime show or the pre-show. Because that's right, because they signed on Lady Gaga when they thought her new comeback album was going to be huge. They quickly regretted that, didn't they?
So hey! Hey. It's going to be great.
Well, you got to be honest. Lady Gaga, she hasn't had the comeback.
I hope she proves you wrong.
So she's doing the halftime entertainment show. And then so that instead, when they realised that wasn't going to go down very well, they booked Taylor to do the pre-show. So now Taylor Swift has been called into the last minute. I'm tipping Taylor Swift will have new music in the next 4 to 5 weeks. And if it's wrong, pretend I never said it. Okay, tonight's number one song is on in just a second. Let's recap the countdown, though, so far.
Counting down.
Smallsy's Top 9 at 9.
Ready?
Recap.
All right, there you go. Top nine recap. Stand by. Another Ed Sheeran song is number one again tonight. I can tell you it's not last night's number one, so it's a newbie. It's on next. Those girls scored themselves 3 Brit Award noms yesterday, including Best British Group. Yeah. And the album? No, not the album Gong.
No.
No, what? Tell me.
British single for Shout Out To My Ex.
Yeah.
And video.
Okay, good. I'm surprised you know that off the top of your head.
What I'm here for.
Little Mix, Touch, that's the surge done. Tomorrow night, Ruby Rose is going to be here, plus Ed Sheeran fans, another chance for you to be seeing him live in Nova's Red Room at the Sydney Opera House. 7 o'clock, you be here, I be here. See you then.
Bye, Felicia.
Miss anything? Head to novafm.com.au and remember, you can talk to Smallsy anytime. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just search Smallsy. Smallsy Surgery is now officially closed.
You've been listening to the Smallsy Surgery Podcast. Listen in real time, weeknights 7 p.m. only on Nova.